What's it going to take for you guys to be okay tonight and to stop this chaos?
It ain't me. It's not me. I'm going to let y'all know that now. It's not us guys neither. And I'm glad that y'all said that. It's not us. It's the police. It's the madness that they spark up. This is what they encourage. This is what they provoke. This is what you get out of you taking some a love from someone. This is what you get. You get a lot of people that's hurt, and they can't vent it the right way. They can no longer depend on the police to be here to protect us like they say they gonna do. So this is what you get. And no, it's not gonna end today. I can't tell you it's gonna end tomorrow. I don't know when it's gonna end. But it's for y'all to start. We're not the ones that's killing us. Y'all killing us. We can't make a change if y'all don't change.
What's it gonna do?
What's it gonna take?
What's it gonna take?
For us to change.
For there to be change. How long will it take? How many will it take? Where do we begin? I offer the insides. What we are witnessing, what we are experiencing is remnants of the old world, past debris of a broken system. We're watching it crumble right before our screens. Over the weekend of this last of May, we've been exposed to mass information media, protests, rallies, opinions. The outside work seems to have been initiated. There is a lot to do. But the inside work cannot be ignored. So as we are not over-externalizing and burning ourselves out, I offer us a place, a peace for us to sit, collect, recharge, so that we can strike again. This is a marathon, not a sprint. I'll leave space for us to join in collective consciousness. This Monday, June 1st, we'll call it Black Thought. And in the name of all our fallen brothers and sisters, human beings, victims of a broken system, people who can't breathe, stripped of their rights, I offer us, in the most uncomfortable time, I offer us a comfortable seat, a relaxing of the face and the emotions that have run across it. I offer us to unclench the jaw, blink the eyes slowly before they come to a close. The eyelids rest away from the noise, the images, the news coverage, the statuses, the posts, the audio. I offer us a space where these emotions we can identify so that we may use them more effectively. There's more than anger. There's more than frustration. Let us join together and be honest with what we're feeling and all of what we're feeling. We'll call this black thought. If you choose to close the eyes, you're with us right now. You're not running away. You're not hiding. You're not compliant. You're standing in front. You're aware. And I offer you to not just breathe for yourself, but to breathe for the next man. Breathe for your brother, your sister, your son, your nephew, your older cousin, your grandparents, your neighbors.
On May 25th, 2020, in the streets of Minneapolis, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was pinned down and held with an officer's foot on his neck for 8 minutes. Given his visual, we will lead our meditation with an 8-count breath instead of a 6, which I will guide through snaps in the back with you can follow. Start with the exhale. Get to the bottom of your breath, clearing everything you've absorbed this weekend, and allow the inhale to grow with the snaps all the way to the top of that 8 count. And then simply let the exhale go as it falls to the bottom of that 8 count. Keeping this pace, inhaling for 8. Exhaling softly for 8. As you move forward with the meditation, mentally, we will say their names. George Floyd. Sean Bell. Philando Castillo. Ahmaud Arbery, Stephon Clark, Jordan Davis, Alton Sterling, Mike Brown, Jordan Edwards, Tamir Rice, Sean Bell, Oscar Grant, Eric Gardner, Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, Amadou Diallo, Keith Scott, Sandra Bland, Corey Jones, Clifford Glover, Claude Reese, Randy Evans, Trayvon Martin, Yvonne Smallwood, Jonathan Farrell, John Crawford, Botham Sean, Tatiana Jefferson. Say their names. Mentally. Say their names.
If aliens were to come down on this planet and to do inventory of the most dangerous species on this planet, you would think it'd be the black man. Dangerous. Why? Does my pigment cause you fear? Why? Does my accent make you pause? Why? You dig my culture. You copy my dance moves. You love my food. Why? Why? Why you don't love me, man? Is there a problem, officer? How about this? I'ma stay over here. And you stay over there.
Alright then.
This is Black Thought.